This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
After dinner and before his nap, ladies and gentlemen, let's say hello to Frank Bowl.
Yes, I am here. Hi, gentlemen and ladies. What's going on?
Frank Bowl, I was out at opening day yesterday.
Yes.
And I saw a young lady that claims that she knows you. Do you know anyone named Lauren?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All right.
Yep. I know her.
Okay. She said she was your
daughter. I've known her for a long time. Yeah, that's her.
Yep.
I always ask her, do you work? She is at every event ever. You know, she's got Chiefs season tickets. She was Royals opening day. Every time I call her at work, she's playing Golden Tee. I'm
Frank,
just wondering, did you really have a job?
Frank, you raised her to be a sports fan. You are the person to blame if you're going to complain about that. Just like my daughters are already watching games with me and wondering why daddy yells and screams at the TV so much. Okay.
Well, that's one thing I didn't do.
Well,
okay,
I do.
I was too tired to yell and scream. I'm too old.
So let me ask, you just yelled at Todd Lebo quite a bit. Now
I did not yell at Todd.
That's what I heard.
I never yell at Todd.
Now you're lying.
We had Casey McDonald on the show a little bit earlier, another Villanova alum.
And yes, she is.
She said she's going to find you and wish each other good luck. And so now set the scene
she
down there.
She moved to San Diego? Yeah. Oh, never mind. What?
In the U.S. I'm not kidding. I just saw a tweet. Now, so where are you at right now?
I'm at Radio Row.
Okay, so I saw a tweet that Sister Jean's getting ready to have a press conference. Right?
Yes,
now. Is
she is. Yeah, I believe she is, yes.
Who's covering that for us?
I don't know. Just pick it. You get on satellite.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you're going to try
satellite.
To rekindle an old flame or anything.
No, I hey, listen.
Inappropriate.
On Good Friday.
I took her. Hold
Steven,
it,
on Good Friday.
Yeah, it's a Good Friday.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It is a Good Friday.
I love you, Frank.
She's been celibate since.
Hey, now.
You drove her to the nunnery.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
The convent.
I took her to senior prom, and she went right to the convent.
Yeah.
That was it. So.
Right from the dance to the convent.
That's it. I picked her up at home, and I dropped her at the convent.
Oh, my seat's getting hot.
Frank, we...
Yeah, it does. Mine too, Jake.
we played your interview with Jay Wright a little bit earlier in the show. Very nice. Where did you catch up with Jay Wright? That was cool, man.
Well, the deal was for them, they are really good to their old alums, and Jay did a few things. Number one, for my retirement, and then number two, he did one for my Missouri Sports Hall of Fame deal, so he's done a couple, and the day I was inducted into the Villanova Hall of Fame, he was there, and his assistant coach, Doug West, was inducted the same time I was, and so I got to know him there as well, so I've known Jay for a while, you know, on a casual basis. So I contacted their PR people and they said immediately, yeah, they said he, you know, we would like to take care of our own. So they were in there. I think I went over there about 2:00 in the afternoon. He said, see me about between 2 and 2:30. I'm going to make a long story really long, but between 2 and 2:30. And then, you know, we'll try to squeeze you in somewhere. And I think by the time he got free, it was after everything was done. It was about 5 or 5:15. And, he just said, hey, Frank, come on, let's go over here. And he dragged me into this, into an area where we could, you know, do the interview without being disturbed. And he was so gracious with his time. And I really appreciate it because I think I'm the only guy who got a one-on-one, you know, from the whole deal. So it was a pretty cool little deal.
Well, that was really good. And we played it and
great.
Everyone enjoyed it. And so let's get real. We know you want Villanova to win. And Nate wants Kansas to win. But I want to know what you really think is going to happen when you look at these two teams. And Frank, you went to Creighton to see Villanova play up close. You've been watching them all year long as a Villanova alum, and of course you watch Kansas a lot here living in Kansas City. So you tell me how you think these teams match up on the floor tomorrow night.
I think they match up really well. And I think that's what everybody's talking about. We interviewed probably I think just over 20 people yesterday. And I think the only two coaches who pick Kansas, and this is always good for Kansas because they can use it as the chip on their shoulder, and they're a five-point underdog, is were Cal Keller, who's the Stephen F. Austin coach who used to – he was the head of operations for Bill Self during the 08 run to the national championship, and one other guy at the end. He was also the Georgia State coach. Oh, Ron Hunter, the Georgia State coach. So they were the two. They picked Kansas. And I think virtually every other coach in here picked Villanova, just saying, I think most of them said they're the more complete team. And they meant at both ends of the court, both offensively and defensively, as compared to Kansas. Now, I don't pick it apart like that. I see a couple of things that Villanova could use. I see things that Kansas could use. And to me, it's a coin flip of a game. Of course, I want Villanova to win. The big deal is the big guys underneath. You've got Doak. Big presence underneath, but doesn't really move away from the basket. And you've got Villanova's Amari Spellman, who can shoot threes at a pretty nice clip, just under 50%. And, you know, Bill Self's not going to run Doak out to the three line to watch Amari Spellman. So I think you're going to see a lot of Mitch Lightfoot, I think he's going to use, because he's way more mobile, and DeSouza a little bit, because he's more mobile than Doak. So I think you're going to see a lot of strategy, a lot of, you know, the chess game being played. And I think the other thing is, they're not going to put Devontae Graham on Jalen Brunson, because if they do that, Jalen Brunson's going to back down on Devontae. Devontae's not going to be able to handle him. And I think they'll put Malik Newman on Jalen Brunson, and I think they'll go from there. So there's going to be some chess going on, and, you know, Jay Wright's going to counter as well, and they're going to go do their thing. So we're going to, you know, see what happens from there.
You know, I think one of the things that's going to be interesting to see, though, is they might start Malik Newman on Jalen Brunson, but I think both of these teams, since they run with four guards, will switch almost every screen. And so you could see all kinds of different matchups through the course of an offensive set as they switch off screens. And I think it'll be interesting to see, because I think coaches might then, if that happens, be able to orchestrate the matchup that they want, right? Like if Jay Wright wants Devontae Graham on Jalen Brunson, he might set a couple of screens that ends up working that matchup out. So I'll definitely be interested in watching that, Frank. And I think one of the things that makes the tournament so fun is, like you said, you ask these guys to make their predictions. This Kansas team is weird because they are capable of doing something for one game that they're not really good at overall. Like last game, they're not a good rebounding team. They're a bad rebounding team. Somehow they beat a really good rebounding team, Duke, on the boards by 15. They could get out-rebounded by 15 tomorrow themselves, but they might do something else that we're not expecting. Great. Isn't that a weird thing about this Kansas team, is that they can all of a sudden, for one game, be really good at something that maybe we didn't think they would?
Well, you know, they've been doing that, especially at the end of the season. I think the whole key, too, Nate, and you probably agree, is the emergence of Malik Newman.
Yes.
Because now, since he's with Bill Self on the program, you know what I mean? And he's focusing on what Bill Self has wanted him to focus on ever since he's been there, and he just decided to do it about a month ago, which was perfect timing, by the way. But now you can do so many more things, and even Jay Wright mentioned that. He said, hey, you know, Malik Newman has really emerged for this team. You know, there's no secret to Villanova what this kid's doing. You know, he might have caught some teams early by surprise, but he's probably not going to catch Jay Wright by surprise. But he is a presence. But you're right, everybody can switch off and do different things. It's going to, the rebounding battles is going to be big. Villanova, their deal, and I know Kansas does the same things, Villanova will not quit shooting threes. So if they're hitting shots, that's one thing. If they're not hitting shots, they've got to get offensive rebounds. And when I watched them up at Creighton, it's exactly what they weren't doing. They'd fire up a three, and four guys from Creighton were standing under the basket waiting for the rebound, and Villanova wasn't hitting that day, and Creighton beat them in overtime. And that was a big key. I've just seen, since that time, I've seen Villanova now playing great, you know, playing great at both ends of the court, playing great offensively, even though they didn't against Texas Tech. And I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that West Virginia beat them up the game before. They had one day to rest, and West Virginia does that man-to-man. That was really a rock fight in there, and then Texas Tech did basically the same thing. Villanova was about worn out after those two games were over, and I think that was a big reason why they weren't hitting shots against Texas Tech. But if they're hitting shots and they can play on the defensive end, which they will do, they're a very, very good defensive team, then they will be tough to beat.
All right, Frank, we've got about a minute left. I want to ask you this question and ask Jake and Nate, but you have to answer. I'm going to ask you about Bill Self, and they have to answer about Jay Wright.
Okay.
Who would you rather have Who would you rather have more than Bill Self in a big game? Coach, or like right now, not history, not their careers, not what they've done over the past 15 years. Right now, today in college basketball, who would you rather have in a big game more than Bill Self?
I think Jay Wright's the best coach in America.
Anyone else would you put above Bill Self?
I can't think of one. I can't think of anybody right off the top of my head.
Nate and Jake, same question. Who would you rather have? Who would be above Jay Wright?
Bill Self.
Who else?
I might go Tom Izzo, but I've said
right now.
Yeah,
I mean versus Jay Wright.
I've always said if Bill Self left, I think that would be the first guy I'd go after.
I know, but his career and everything is. But I'm talking about like
no. I mean Jay Wright. I mean for the Kansas program moving forward.
But I mean who like,
realistically
are these? Well, you can make cases for Coach K and Roy Williams.
Right. No thanks.
But I'll take Bill Self.
No, but right now,
no thank you. No thanks.
Right
for
now,
one of those.
Are these two the best going right now?
I think they are.
Yes. Yes.
Nate?
Yeah, I think so too. Now,
because I don't think Jay Wright gets enough love.
I mean, you know what? It's funny. Before he won the national title, he got crushed all the time because people said he couldn't win in the tournament.
Right. Well, then you win a national title, you prove it. You got to win.
Shut everybody
up.
Did. Now he's back in the Final Four.
Twice in 3 years.
And whoever, a hell of a coach. Whoever wins this game, and if they end up winning the national championship, then what does their rep become?
Right.
The guy that wins his second national championship, right?
It puts you in a different category. Winning one national title, you're with Jim Boeheim and guys like that. You win multiple, it's a huge step up into a pantheon of the all-time greats.
Frank, what's the score going to be, please? I might be going to Vegas.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Ooh. I really do. I think it's going to be 85-83.
Whew. So you pick Villanova, but they will not cover.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, what about you two?
Like, it's closer than 5 points.
Fellas.
Scores or what?
Yeah, whatever you want, man. Just say something.
Kansas 86, Villanova 81.
Oof. I'm going Kansas 79, Villanova 77.
Frank, if Villanova wins the national championship, will you jump in the river?
You mean the river walk?
No. Right off the walk into the river.
I'll have Gurley throw him in.
If I told you right now you get another national championship, you would not jump right in that river walk?
I would not jump in a river walk, no.
Would you go climb a 14,000-foot mountain?
That I would do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Would you eat dinner at 3:30 in the afternoon?
Sure. I do that every day. Happy meal.
Hey, man. Hey, you got to say regular.
And then the immediate sit right after it's over.
Right. It's all about habits, right?
Frank, I love you.
You bet, pal. Yeah.
Be careful.
I love you guys, too.
All right. That's
V for
Fuller.
Villanova, boys.
It's
going down, Frank.
Hello.
That's right. Rock chalk.
Take that.
Well, I'll see you guys in a week. You remember I told you guys I'd be back next Friday?
No.
That's doubtful.
Okay.
Safe travels, buddy.
Clear that whole week.
You and the
take
Blues
the week
brothers.
Off. Because in a month, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks.
I was going to tell you.
Have fun.
Because I'm just thinking, if we do drive back Thursday, after...
Your mindset will not be in the right place.
My ears may still be on fire from the...
I'm more worried about your voice.
Right, well...
Sit down, Victor!
You got a full tank of gas, a half a packet of cigarettes, it's dark, and you're wearing sunglasses.
You should have seen Phil's reaction. I said, Richie's going to be the one driving home.
Oh, he didn't like that.
I'm not going to be in this car if he's driving, much less out of town. I don't trust him yet.
I don't blame him.
Brotherly love.
Yep.
Everyone have a great week with Nate and Jake. I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.